All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the August 3rd, 2016 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. We are now in session. The time is 6:30. Nicole, where'd she go? Oh, we don't have a roll call. Hold on one second. We will find a roll call person. Just one moment, please.
Trustee L. Pei. Trustee Hatton Hodgson.
Here.
Trustee Jones.
Here.
Trustee McNicholas.
Here.
Trustee Pritchard.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Hanchak.
Here. Thank you very much, Superintendent Patel, for stepping in on that. If you now all please stand and join me in addressing our nation's flag. Please put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here she is. Okay, do I have adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Tima, seconded by Jim. Adoption of agenda. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Motion carries to adopt the agenda. I now report out agenda item number 5, report out closed session action. Agenda item 3A, conference of legal counsel, no reportable action. We now move to agenda item number 6, oral communications on non-agendized items. And we have one speaker. Donna Bannock, will you please join us? I believe that's on. There you go.
I wanted to come because I don't know how you can put something on the board agenda and you know you're talking about something, but the public has no idea of what your subject matter was. So I will come tonight and speak about a December 9th, 2015 memorandum of understanding. It's agenda item number 33 on page 321. And what concerns me about that is that the money that, first of all, it's my understanding that when you have an MOU, it's different than a contract, and you're not allowed to pass money through an MOU. And that was a $10,000 payment to Lynn Hatton's company. That's a big problem because it calls into question how an agenda item like that got placed onto the board agenda. Like, who put something like that on there? And when I look at the contract, there's no representative's name from CUSD. So you guys passed that in consent calendar, and we don't know who signed it, who approved it. But I think that there's going to be some people that need to step down from their jobs if that's how you do contracts, because it calls into question every contract your board writes. So this goes way beyond conflict of interest with Lynn Hatton. And Ms. Holliday, you should explain what you did there, because your name is the one that presented the item. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manning. That concludes our speakers for oral communications. We now move to agenda item number 7, board and superintendent comments. Superintendent Patel.
On Thursday, August 25th, an article was posted online which stated, CUSD donates $10,000 to the Foundation for Education. The article suggested this alleged donation was a conflict of interest for Trustee Hatton Hodgson. On Friday morning, August 26th, I engaged outside counsel to review this matter. These are the facts. The district did not donate $10,000 to anyone, including the Foundation for Education. By law, the district cannot make monetary donations. The Association of California School Administrators, commonly known as ACSA, is a nonprofit organization comprised of over 17,000 school district administrators, including virtually every school district superintendent and every chief business officer in the state. I'm a member of ACSA, as is the deputy superintendent, and CUSD pays for our membership as a condition of our contract for employment. ACSA's focus is on school leadership and educational policy for school districts in California. It is a tremendously valuable professional development resource for school district administrators. In October 2015, ACSA contracted with InnovateEd, a professional development consulting firm, to provide consulting services on a wide array of topics related to school district administration, including how best school districts may implement a local control accountability plan, or LCAP. Trustee Hatton Hodgson is a part owner of InnovateEd. after ACSO promoted to California school districts throughout the state, including CUSD, the opportunity to participate in what ACSO called the Systems Leadership Collaborative. This concept was designed to create a collaboration among California school districts to develop the most effective practices at maximizing successful implementation of the LCAP. CUSD staff determined that CUSD would benefit from this collaboration with other school districts on the LCAP budgeting and administrative practices, and consequently responded to ACSO that we would like to join the collaborative. ACSO then prepared a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, between ACSO and CUSD that described the collaborative and also recited CUSD's obligation to pay a membership fee of $10,000 to participate in this collaborative. This MOU, prepared by ACSO, did not list InnovateEd as a consulting partner or participant. On December 9, 2015, the Board of Trustees approved the MOU on consent at its regular meeting. Trustee Haddon Hodson was not present at the December 9th board meeting. She had undergone shoulder surgery earlier that same day. She also was unaware that this MOU was even recommended for board consideration and approval, or that ACSO was even charging an additional membership fee to CUSD for professional development services related to this collaborative. Thus, to state the obvious, she was not present at the board meeting to make any disclosure about InnovateEd's role with ACSO regarding this collaborative. She did not have any knowledge that a disclosure may be required, and she did not vote on this item. In late April 2016, CUSD paid ACSO the $10,000 membership fee approved at the December 9, 2015 meeting. The district has since participated in professional development sessions of this collaborative, and each of these meetings were also attended by numerous other school districts. Upon review of counsel, it has been concluded that InnovateEd's consulting contract with ACSO is independent of CUSD's MOU with ACSO. Importantly, InnovateEd does not make more or less money pursuant to its contract with ACSO, depending on whether CUSD participates in any ACSO collaborative or not. The InnovateEd consulting contract was made prior in time to any conceived participation by CUSD in this ACSO collaborative. Again, ACSO's agreement to compensate InnovateEd is not tied to any particular school district's participation or any number of school districts' participation in the collaborative. It is a flat fee based, and therefore InnovateEd did not receive any more compensation from ACSO based upon CUSD's subsequent participation in the collaborative as a member with other school districts. Consequently, Trustee Haddon Hodson does not have a financial interest in the MOU between ACSO and CUSD. Nevertheless, in order to remove any appearance of any impropriety or conflict of interest, later on August 26, we contacted ACSO about the matter and explained the situation. ACSO agreed to refund the $10,000 to CUSD, and we have since had payment come to us in the mail. ACSO has requested that CUSD continue as a member of the collaborative free of charge. Before doing so, we'll bring this matter back to the board for consideration. This district's administration remains committed to maintaining the highest levels of public integrity, and I believe the district's actions this past Friday regarding this matter reflect that commitment. That concludes my report.
Thank you again. We now move to board comments. Trustee Haddon Hodson.
Before I begin, I wanted to add to what Superintendent Mattel said. Because I was having shoulder surgery on December 9th, I knew there was no way I would be able to attend the meeting, and thus never read the board packet for the meeting. Therefore, I had no knowledge that we were voting on an MOU with ACSO. Additionally, my company was hired by ACSO to fulfill contracted days at a fixed daily rate. I had no knowledge that ACSO was creating an MOU with our district, or any school district for that matter, and the first time I learned of this MOU was on Friday, August 26, 2016. As a successful company, we run many workshops throughout the state for AXA. Our contract is always through AXA, and we never have any part of or receive additional monies from participating districts as part of our flat rate contract. I have lived my life by a few tenets. Gandhi's, be the change you wish to see in the world. I even have it tattooed on my wrist. Use your power for good and not evil, and do well by doing good. I don't need accolades. I get my fill from giving back and from effecting positive change and from making the world a better place. There are times in your life when experience forever changes you. You never go back to the way you were or how you believed things were. The first of these experiences for me was becoming a CASA. This organization pairs adults with a kid from the foster system, and you are their medical and educational advocate, as well as their big sister, big brother. There is intensive training as part of this program, exposing you to behaviors and tragedies to innocent kids. Things you want to believe don't happen, but unfortunately happen all too often. My first child to whom I was assigned was a girl who had been sexually, physically, and mentally abused by family members. She had 23 brothers and sisters, and her dad's infamous quote was, "You take them, we make them." I stayed with her for 3 years through her anger and her tears, and I'm extraordinarily proud to say she beat the odds. She waited until her late 20s to settle down and have a baby and has a good job and a husband. Although that story ended well, the images from the training and what my girl went through will never leave me, and I'm not the same. The second experience has been becoming a board member. 6 years ago, I walked into my kids' teacher's classroom to have a discussion about the strike. Innocent to the fact this conversation would change the direction of my life. This teacher who sits with us here tonight epitomized what a teacher should be. She is caring, passionate, knowledgeable, nurturing, fun, hardworking, and an all-around awesome human being. She struggled immensely leaving her kids to participate in the strike, but knew it is what she had to do. She had to stand up for the wrongs that were happening in our district. Immediately, I began to send emails and ask questions, but no one responded with answers. Everybody knows that teachers don't strike, so what was wrong at our leadership level that they allowed this to happen? Since I couldn't find out an answer or even get a response from those on high, I decided to run for school board. I figured, why not? At least I have a background in education with a vested interest in our district since my kids attend our schools. And so I ran. In the past, things happened that were not necessarily in the best interest of children. At the time, it got the committee involved, and they rose up to stop what was going on. And they did, and that was a good thing. But unfortunately, it didn't stop there. That group began to stop using their power for good, and instead got mean, petty, and spiteful. And even though we have a whole new staff who is amazing and works every day for kids, and a whole new board, who with minor exceptions is also really good and makes good decisions for kids, it is almost as if that group now needs to constantly be fed. And that food is us, the board, district staff, and our teachers. When I first ran 6 years ago, it never once entered my mind that people would want to be in this position for any other reason than to make a positive impact in education for our kids. And that the community at large would embrace us in that regard and support our direction and our decisions. Unfortunately, I was wrong about this. In the end, all this becomes a story. And while the story of my life is forever altered, I invited you all here so you would hear the truth firsthand and be able to share it as truth, as they will continue to tell the story differently, much differently. They want to distract and detract from the good that we are doing and the lofty goals that we have set. And the truth is that they have no place at our table. Their story does not help our kids. Although my inclination after this week was to submit a resignation to here tonight, the depth of these false accusations and mean-spirited attacks led me to remember the courage and strength exhibited by the CASA foster child I spoke to you of earlier. This young girl overcame unbelievable personal odds to arrive at such a positive outcome. She had far greater challenges than the political bullying I've encountered here. In Debbie's honor, I will remain at CUSD continue to work for the some difference that you have lived at all. Thank you for coming.